it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. Welcome to the Max Living Radio Show with your hosts, Dr. Barnes and Dr. Wolf.
Welcome, everybody. You're listening to the Maximize Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick Barnes. I'm your host and also the owner of Health From Within. We are a local health center here in the St. Louis region, bringing a truth about health and healing over the airwaves. We have an awesome show lined up for you. If you're following us on Facebook right now, if you're listening to us on our podcast or on the radio show, welcome. Listen, guys, right now in our culture, people want to be healthy, want to be whole, they want to be renewed, they want to be restored, but they don't really know where to go or what to do. And so today I'm here to tell you that there's hope. There's hope in healing, and there's hope in choice and responsibility. If I were to ask you how healthy we are as a culture, everyone would say, well, as long as you're masked up and as long as you get the vaccine, you're healthy. But that's not the accurate answer. Health means that your body must be healing and functioning 100%. It's not the lack of sickness, symptoms, or disease. It doesn't say you need a mask, you need injections, pills, potions, lotions to be well. See, we're in a culture where we've completely lost our way when it comes to health. And today I want to explain to you and remind you that you are fearfully one of him, that your body is designed to heal for you. It's never designed to work against you, right? So your body is designed to heal and desires to heal regardless of how you feel right now. There's a symphony of cellular reactions occurring in your body right now for your body to heal and function 100%. But we've been told that we are broken, we're pieced together, we have too many organs, and we have to rely on an external pill, potion, or lotion to get us well. And I'm here to tell you guys, it's just not going to work. It's just not going to work. And if you take a look and see what's happening in our culture, many people are operating out of fear right now. Listen, I don't care what you do with your health. I'll say it again. I don't care what you do with your health, but you have to know that there are repercussions, good or bad, with what you do with your health on a day in, day out basis, and that we should never operate out of fear. I never want you as listeners, my patients, my family to ever operate out of fear. I want you to operate in a place of confidence in knowing that you're making the right decision and choice and not judging other people for what they're doing with their health. Now, I know that's hard to say because, you know, I've gone through a roller coaster of emotions over the last 12 years of practice. And if you're not familiar with where my clinic is located, we're in Rock Hill at the corner of Manchester and McKnight. It's called Health From Within Family Chiropractic. And you can go to our website at healthfromwithinstl.com, healthfromwithinstl.com. And I've gone through a roller coaster of emotions, knowing that, you know, you kind of get, compassionate, you get frustrated, you get pissed off. Your heart breaks for people. You want people to experience an abundant level of health, and people just are taught to make excuses based off of their age or their genes, or maybe they just think they tell themselves it's never going to be for them. Health is never for them. And I'm here to tell you guys today that health is for you, and that no matter how far you've lost your health, you can always gain it back. And so listen, when I'm speaking on social media or on the radio show or over my podcast, there's three different camps of people. One camp is that you're super healthy and you're doing everything right. At least you think you're doing everything right. And you're continuing to change and change your lifestyle in the right direction. You're continuing to take your health to the next level. I would say there's a small sector of people. We got the other camp who's multiple medications. They can't move like they want. Maybe they're in a wheelchair or a walker. They're unhappy with their weight. They're unhappy with their current state of health. And they're just miserable. And they've been taught that this is what it is. The diagnosis they have is going to be with them forever. And I'll be honest with you. It's just not accurate. Right. And you have the third camp, which is people who are straddling the line. And I think this is a dangerous place to be. Because we're neither really focusing on true health and healing, and we're neither focusing on getting out of sickness or disease. You're kind of in between that line, and this may be you. where you're straddling the line saying, listen, I don't feel that bad. I'm just taking a couple pills a day. But when things get bad, I'll go to the hospital and then I'll get well, or then I'll maybe try to get healthy. And I'm here to tell you, you can never go to a place of sickness and crisis called a hospital and gain true health and healing. It's just not going to happen. You can't go to a place of sickness to gain health. Listen, we're the best doctors, the best nurses, the best surgeons, the best hospitals in the world here in our city. But the problem is we're applying this thing called healthcare, i.e. sick care, crisis care, to our health, and we're not going to obtain the right results. So the best thing that we can do is take responsibility for our health now and become counterculture. Now, what does that mean? Counterculture means that we have to be set aside, set apart. We have to be completely different than what everyone else is doing with our health to get different outcomes. If you're counterculture when it comes to your health, you're the weird one. Newsflash. Sorry if you didn't know that yet, but you are the weird one, right? You're the weird one that's going gluten-free. You're the one that's going dairy-free. You're the one that's trying to do this keto thing, or you're working out 7 days a week, or you're doing these different health challenges, or you're taking all these supplements, or you're getting adjusted for a chiropractor, not just to get you fixed, but to maintain your spine for the rest of your life. You're the weird one. You're the weird one getting the whole house filtration systems. You're the weird one changing your deodorants out. You're the weird one that listens to the show week in, week out, and you text and you call in and you get plugged into the things that we send out to you via the email. And you're the weird one. So you are counterculture. Welcome to the show, right? And so this is what I'll tell you. Counterculture means that we recognize that our health is our responsibility. It's not our mom's fault. It's not our grandfather's fault. It's not the fact that we turn 38 or we turn 58 or 78. No. It's not your age. It's not your genes. It's what you've done or not done to your body for years that's led you to where you are today. So if you talk to healthy people who are actually truly healthy lifestyle, taking their health to the next level, that first camp I was talking about, they'll say it's an investment of time, energy, money. And they say, it doesn't always feel good. Doesn't always feel good, right? If you talk to people who are in a sick care camp, who are miserable on multiple medications, they'll say that sickness takes time, energy, money, and it doesn't feel good. So what's interesting is that it's the three C's, right? We have to be comfortable, convenient, and we feel like our health care should come cheap. Newsflash, that's not happening. We're never going to be comfortable when we're sick. We're never going to be comfortable be convenienced when we're sick. We're never going to have our sickness get rid of our sickness or disease in a cheap way. Interesting enough is that in order to be counterculture, we have to shift that mindset towards health and say, listen, to get healthy and well, to stay healthy and well for the rest of our lives, we're not going to actually, it's not going to come convenient. It's not going to be easy per se, right? It's not going to be easy. It's not going to be convenient. And guess what? It's not going to be cheap. I'm sorry. There is no way that we can find true health and healing and have no time and money invested into ourselves. It's just not going to work. And so we see patients come into our clinic who want to be healthy, restored, renewed, repaired. They want to maintain their health, their track on their health. They want to maintain their level of exercise. They want to figure out how to, you know, these headaches that they have, or this low back pain, or their blood pressure issues, or their depression, or the anxiety, or their sleep problems, or maybe an injury they have from running or from working out. No matter what it is, they come into our clinic because they want to be healthy, and they want to not only feel better, but they want to heal better. When they first start our clinic, they don't realize that's what they want. But we get them to say, listen, I know you want to feel better, but my question is why? Why? See, if the why is big enough, the how is easy. If the why is big enough to feel better and heal better, the how is easy, right? So our why has to be anchored to something greater than us. So as we talk about health week in, week out, you know, I think about our current state of health. I think about the fact that North America makes up 5% of the population, but we take 80% of the drugs in the world. Think about that. We make up 5% of the world's population in North America. We take 80% of the world's prescriptions. That is a crisis. That is an absolute crisis. And until we're willing to wake up and say that that's not okay, then we're not going to get it. Right now, our kids are more drugged than ever before in history. They're more diagnosed with chronic illness than ever before in history. I mean, it's absolutely insane what's happening in the next generation, and that's who I'm fearful for. So we're not doing this for our health. We're not standing up to say, I don't want medications, or I want to be healthy. I want to not be in a nursing home when I'm older. We're not doing that for us selfishly. Of course, there's some personal gains, right? But we're not doing that for us. We're actually doing it for the next generations. We have to protect them from chronic illness, from chronic sickness, and a lifetime of a diagnosis of it's pretty much, it's a bill, it's an excuse to not change your health. And so, you know, I share testimonials week in, week out, because I feel like people need to hear the truth of that people are actually healing, believe it or not. People are reversing disease, sickness, and illness in our clinic, and in clinics like ours. And so one of the people I wanted to share, her name's Lisa. You know, Lisa came in the clinic. It's been about 3 years. She came into our office 3 years ago, heard us on the radio show, came in, horrible neck pain, back pain, horrible gut issues. And she was one of those people that was doing a lot of things right. Nutrition was on point. Her exercise was on point. She was doing a lot of things right. And what happened is this: she never really realized that chiropractic wasn't just for pain, but it was for healing. And so what we did with Lisa when she first came in, we said, Lisa, what's the biggest reason why you want to be healthy? She goes, I don't want to be limited at work. I don't want to be limited with my daughter. And, you know, I know I'm going to have grandkids someday, and I want to have the energy to take care of them. And right now I know I can't. I'm miserable. I don't feel great. I don't move great. I just feel older than I am. And so we said, Lisa, that's awesome. How long has it been going on for? She goes, years. I go, okay, so since it took time to get there, it's going to take time to change. She goes, that makes sense. I'm committed to my health. So we said, let's see what your spine looks like. So we did an intake exam with her. We did a posture, range of motion, nerve system scan, and a full set of x-rays. And Elisa's spine, if you guys aren't familiar with this, she should have a 45-degree curvature in the spine, and so should you. And the spine in the back, from the back, should be straight up and down with the hips even. And so we did an x-ray of Lisa's spine, and we found that she had lost the curvature in her neck. It should be a 45-degree curvature. She was at 0 degrees in her neck. This was putting damaging pressure on her spinal cord and her nerves. And we said, we got to correct this as much as we possibly can. We looked at her lower back, and we saw that she had a slight scoliosis with one hip higher than the other. And we said, this is what's causing your back pain. And not only causing your back pain, but it's causing digestive issues. And so we started to adjust Lisa's spine. And what's incredible is this, is in the last 3 years, her health has dramatically improved. But even just in the first 6 months, her pain drastically improved. Her digestive system drastically improved. She didn't change her nutrition or her exercise routine or her supplements. No. She's changed her spine. And as she changed her spine, the structure changed, her function changed, and she started to heal. Now Lisa's doing incredible. She has a granddaughter, and she has all the energy to serve. If you're listening and you say, man, I need to see if he can help me with my back pain, my neck pain, my stomach issues, the first step is by scheduling a new patient appointment in our clinic. If you're listening right now and you say, man, I need to get an appointment in our clinic, normally to come into the office, it would normally be $150 for a new patient appointment, which includes x-rays. But if you're listening to this show right now and you call right now, it's literally only $60. You save $90 by coming into the office right now. So the number to call right now to schedule your new patient appointment is 314-323-7214. When you call, I will answer the phone. I will schedule you, and we'll take the $60 payment over the phone. That way, when you come in, there's no additional cost whatsoever. The number to call right now is 314-323-7214. We'll be right back after the break. Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Maximize Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick Barnes. I'm here to tell you today's going to be an awesome show. I know you guys have been calling in and texting in over the break, trying to get new patient appointments scheduled, trying to get plugged into our newsletter. And if you missed the opportunity earlier, if you're wanting to get into the clinic to see if we can help you with any specific health condition, sickness, pain, headaches, low back pain, digestive issues, if you're wanting to get off medications and figure out how to focus on health promotion in your life, then our office is the place to be. We are located in Rock Hill at the corner of Manchester McKnight. We're here locally to serve you. And, you know, a lot of you listening to the show are already patients, which is awesome. Some of you are just tuning in. You're flipping through the channels and you found us yelling at you today. The reason that we care so much about your health is because you deserve to be healthy. You deserve to be well, and you deserve to live life abundantly without drugs, without surgeries, and without chronic illness. That is our mission. That is our purpose. is to literally transform the way that you view and manage your health in order to prevent and reverse sickness, suffering, and disease so you can live to your God-given potential. And so we want that for you. And so if you want to come into our clinic, as I said earlier, normally to come into our office for a new patient appointment and x-rays, normally it's $150, but if you're listening to the show right now, it's only $60. You save $90 by calling in right now and scheduling. If you did get a voicemail, that's because we're getting phone calls off the hook. And I promise you, if you leave a voicemail, I will call you back. But if you call right now, we'll answer the phone or get back to you. We'll schedule and we'll also take the $60 payment over the phone. That way, when you come in, there's no additional cost whatsoever. Once again, that number is 314-323-7214. 314-323-7214. If you're wanting to get our newsletter sent out to you this week, we have an awesome one. It's 3 ways to age gracefully and naturally. That's right. It's going to be a great newsletter you're going to want in your hands. It's 3 ways to age gracefully and naturally. We're going to send that out to you. All we need from you is for you to text in your email address and we will email you this newsletter. The number to text in once again is 314-323-7214. 314-323-7214. So let's get right into it, guys. We got a ringer that I brought on. It's one of our guests, and this is Dr. Tyler. If you're in the clinic, you've met him before. He is doing his last stint at Logan College in our clinic. His residency is going to be here, has been here for the last few months. He has a few more months to go in our clinic, but I wanted to bring him on because he has a pretty amazing background on just what his life experiences are, how he got into chiropractic. I'm going to have him tell some stories about his family getting care in our clinic and what his plans are going forward. And so, you know, I'm glad that he's on the show. The reason I wanted to bring him on is one, so you can hear another voice that's going to underline and highlight the things that we always talk about on the show. And you know, you gotta think, I've been in practice for over 12 years. Well, Dr. Tyler is just getting into practice, getting into his clinic. And so we're going to have some fresh blood, some new energy. And so I wanted to bring him on to kind of throw him in the ring of the radio show and hope you guys treat him well. We are going to take text messages right now on calls. If you have any questions, Dr. Tyler and myself will be able to answer those and address those. The number is 314-323-7214. So Dr. Tyler, welcome to the show.
Hey, it's a pleasure to be on the show. The radio show is awesome. Been at Health From Within since January, and it's been honestly a blessing. It's been awesome. The team's amazing. Everyone that's here knows already how awesome the team is, from Dr. Nick, Dr. Brian, to Morgan and Connie. And then all the patients are just amazing. So it's really been a blessing to be part of the family.
Yeah, I mean, we love having you here too. So I wanted to bring you on because I know your background is a little bit different than most. You did some awesome things in high school. You had an injury. You played college ball, and even after college, you had an interesting track that you took before you went to Logan. So why don't you tell people kind of really, you know, just being an athlete, what you noticed when it came to just the wear and tear on the body and how that negatively affected you specifically with the injury, and kind of challenges you've had with that physically, of course, with your spine, how you feel, and of course, with the injuries, as we talked about.
Yeah. So played football through high school to college. I had my first bad injury was when I was 16. So started early. Wear and tear on the body is always advanced in athletes, even though we are in healthy condition as opposed to in the definition of health compared to everyone else. We don't have any diseases, but we do a lot of things to our body that we shouldn't, or that strain us. So first surgery at 16. Then I went to college, played college football. I played cornerback, tore up my body some more. So I'm always backpedaling, cutting in and out. So my low back pain increased. I had a lot of buddies with back pain now. But then in college, I injured the same knee again. So to put it in perspective, not to go into too much detail of my surgeries, but by 26, I had 6 knee surgeries on the same knee.
Wow, I didn't even realize that.
Yeah. So I've been through the ringer. I wish I knew a chiropractor when I was 16, because that would have helped a lot. Because the first surgery I didn't need, and that's what caused the rest of the surgeries. So played football, had my last knee surgery that ended my football career. I woke up from surgery. They said, you're not going to ever be on the field again. which is hard to hear, hard to tell a 20-year-old that, oh, you can't run for over a year. So I actually still haven't been cleared to run, but I'm working on that here in the clinic, getting adjusted every day and doing my home care exercises and stuff. So that's been awesome, and I've had a lot of improvement there. I was just down in the dumps. After I lost football, I felt like I lost everything. And I really, really selfish point of view. I mean, 20s, you're normally all about yourself.
I'm still kind of that way, right?
So I felt awful. Just like didn't know what to do. Didn't feel like I was worth much. Then I found AmeriCorps NCCC. So it's a service program. It's basically the Peace Corps, the domestic version of the Peace Corps. So what we did is I joined this group, became a team leader. So I had a team that I led of 11 people. And then I also got promoted and became a disaster specialist team. So I went to respond to hurricanes. The main hurricanes that responded were Hurricane Irma, Maria, and Harvey down Texas coast, Puerto Rico, and Florida. Looking people in their eyes when they're having their worst day of their life, they lost everything. They've lost loved ones. They've lost their houses that they've lived in for years. They've lost their whole communities. Looking in the eyes of those people really make you reflect on how bad is that knee. Mm-hmm. Like there's an answer to that you're not finding. You haven't turned over every rock. Mm-hmm. And that's when I started exploring more of chiropractic. During that time, I dove into it. It was something that I had already pre-existed in my mind, but I dove into it further as like, this is a way to serve people. This is a way to help people that are down in the dumps like me. And it doesn't need to be that bad. It doesn't need to feel like it's over, because it's not. It's just the beginning. Your health is always a continuum. It's not just one line. It has ups and downs, just like your heartbeat. And you just have to get back on that horse. And that's what I did. So through NCCC, we went through, like I said, Puerto Rico and Maria. So we went into a community that didn't have power for 6 months. So then we worked without power for a few more months, and we finally got power into that community. We were repairing roofs, getting out mud, getting out all the gross stuff that you hear about hurricanes, the aftermath. We were there after all the volunteers had already left, and we were restoring a community. And that's what chiropractic does. It restores people's body and restores families. And so moving into just all of that, like seeing a community destroyed and rebuilding it, and the beautiful story of like talking to people who've lost everything, but those people were still cooking for you, cooking lunches for you. They didn't have power for 6 months. They were running off a generator. Their generator was only hooked up to one fridge and one light, and that's all they had for the day. And seeing that made my heart grow. Mm-hmm. And so it wasn't any longer like a question of if I'm going to be a chiropractor, it's when I was going to become a chiropractor. Because I know I talked to chiropractors in college. I talked to chiropractors outside of college. And I knew that is the time, that is a place where you can see the most change, the most growth, and help the most people.
That's good, man. I'll tell you, like, you know, I was thinking about some of the things that I've been through in my life, and, you know, I've never been face to face with trauma like that. But, you know, one of the things I have noticed, and just with you telling me your story, like, as we look in chiropractic, we're kind of taught to look back and what shaped our character, right? How do we get to where we are, good, bad, or indifferent? And what's interesting is if we're intentional and we are present, that in that situation of crisis or trauma, it doesn't feel like a big deal. And I don't want to misspeak that, because of course, you know, trauma from hurricanes is a big deal, but now looking to see what you're grateful for from the outside in, from a different lens, it's just a different response. Right. And I think what's cool is that and we see that with why we become a chiropractor, how we become a chiropractor is to restore hope in people's lives. But sometimes it took years to develop my story of how did I even get to this point where I am today, and how we're grateful for that. So to be able to look back at the trauma that you saw and serving people, and the trauma of six knee surgeries, physical trauma,
And then just like the mindset trauma of like, I thought I was going to be become a professional athlete potentially, right? And now it's like, it is what it is, right? But what I've realized is that any setback or any type of life experience leads you to a setup to where you are today. So that's awesome, man. Thank you for sharing your story. And we know we got a lot more to share with you on today's show. And so people, text in with you, any questions you have right now, 314-323-7214, so we can discuss that on the air, either this show or next week's show. You know, one of the people I wanted to share their testimony with, once again, every segment I share a testimony. Last segment we shared Lisa. This one we're sharing Paul. Paul is in his mid-40s, and he came into the clinic 50 pounds overweight. He was on 4 different medications for blood pressure, cholesterol, depression, anxiety. I mean, you name it, he was medicated for it. And Paul said, listen, I'm not being a good father because I'm so medicated. He goes, I'm sick and tired of being drugged up. I'm sick and tired of not being the husband I'm designed to be. And he goes, I heard you on the radio show. And he goes, I just don't listen to health talks and health shows, but yours just, I felt like it was speaking to me. And it felt like it was speaking to me, Dr. Nick, because one of the things that you said really hit home is that God's in the business of healing us, but we're in the business of health. And the fact that we have to take responsibility for our health outcomes. And he realized, Paul said, I haven't taken responsibility for my health outcomes. And I blamed it all on my parents, i.e. my genes and my age. He goes, I have to do something different if I want to be around for my kids, my grandkids, and of course for my wife. He goes, the path I'm going down now is going down the wrong way, but I know there's hope from what you say. If there's damage in my spine, that's what's causing my digestive issues. That's what's causing my blood pressure issues. And that's why I'm depressed and anxious. He goes, yes, there's external stress is happening in my life, but I feel like there's damage in my spine. So we did a full exam of Paul's spine. We saw damage in his nervous system, then the lower neck, which affects the digestive process, his thyroid gland. It also affects his blood pressure and breathing patterns. And we also saw damage in his lower back, affecting his lower digestive system. Once again, metabolism, stress hormones, and all of that's affecting his brain chemistry. So we started to adjust Paul's spine. You guys, in 3 months of care, his spine corrected at 80% correction. He got pressure off the nervous system and his body started to heal for the first time in years. Now Paul's gotten off all of his medication. He's lost 45 pounds and he's a new person. You know, one who wants to who thanks us for his change is his kids and his wife. Not necessarily Paul, but his kids and his wife, right? They're grateful for the health changes he's made. And I wonder how many people are listening to the show right now need to make health changes too. If that's you, if you want to see if we can help you with your pain, digestion, weight loss, getting off medications with the help of your doctor, the first step is by coming to the clinic. Normally to walk into our office is $150 for a new patient appointment and x-rays. But if you're listening to the show right now, it's only $60. You save $90 by calling to the radio show now. When you call, I will answer the phone. I will schedule you for your new patient appointment and we'll take the $60 payment over the phone. That way, when you come in, there's no additional cost whatsoever. The number to call right now is 314-323-7214. 314-323-7214. We'll be right back after the break. Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Maximize Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick Barnes. Today's been an incredible show so far. If you're just tuning in, we've talked about some crazy health topics earlier. We talked about some testimonies of people getting off medication, losing weight, getting their life back. And also we brought Dr. Tyler on. He's our doctor who's going to be with us for a few more months. He's doing his residency in our clinic and just talking about his story, his background, and really how and why he became a chiropractor. We're also going to be talking about in this segment another testimony, of course, but also we're going to discuss the challenge that we're doing as a clinic. Our team has been doing this over the last almost 75 days and a challenge that really, honestly, really took us by surprise and within that 75 days. And we're going to talk about that and how challenging it was. And just to let you know, we're also human too, and kind of how our body responded and what our recoveries looked like and how that's working. And so this is going to be a great show. As I said earlier, if you wanted to schedule a new patient appointment, the number to call is 314-323-7214. If you got a voicemail, please leave a message or text us if you want to get our newsletter. This week's newsletter is three ways to age gracefully and naturally. Come on, who doesn't need that? So make sure you text in your email address right now. We'll send you that newsletter. The number is 314-323-7214. You know, Dr. Tyler was talking about his history and with football and six knee injuries. And, you know, one of the interesting things is that a lot of times we carry these physical traumas that we go through, or emotional, or any type of chemical traumas that we go through. Actually, we're carrying all this in our body through the years, and so we have to break through that mentally. We got to break through that physically, chemically. We got to break through that, and so you know what we've done as a clinic over the last 65 days or so at this point is our team has done something called the 75 Hard, and 75 Hard is a challenge that requires you to work out twice a day. One exercise has to be outside. You're reading every day a certain amount of pages. You're not no cheat meals, no alcohol. I think that's it, right? Selfie. You got to drink a selfie, or you got to take a selfie. You got to take a selfie picture every day, which is weird, but you do. You also have to do drink a gallon of water a day, right? I think that's it, right?
That's it.
So like one of the things that we've done is we've realized that over the last 65 days, it's been challenging, right? But I would say for me, it's been most challenging with time, right? The time factor, and really it's hard to get recovery. You have to schedule in recovery because you're just always on the go mentally, physically, but your body's always transforming. And so what have you noticed over the last, I guess, 65 days now? With your body, what have you seen change, or what's been the most challenge for you over the last few months?
Yeah, so here I've seen a lot of change, a lot of improvement. So first off, I tried the 75 Hard before. It was a fail, and I failed it day 20.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So early, yeah,
in the fall,
failed early, which then I got here and we brought it up again as a team to do it. And initially I was like, I already tried that and failed it. But looking around, being here, I was in a good place to be in a good place. So what I mean by that is like I was in a good atmosphere to be challenged and to be supported while I was challenged. So that was the first thing, a big mental hurdle. We call them mental subluxations. So that was my big thing. And especially with people who were on earlier heard my knee injury, I wrote stuff off easily. I mean, I'm still working on it. I still am trying to achieve it, but this has helped a lot. So scheduling is number one. Like I mean, actually sticking to the schedule and staying to it. I mean, there is stuff like I'm normal. I adjust. I put a workout at the end of the day instead of at lunch. I would rather read something at lunch than at the end of the day. Things like that. But personally, like I've felt empowered to take over my life, take over my health, enjoy the things I enjoy. Like it's not taking value out of food, but putting it into something else. So that's reading the books. Like I'm excited to read that book. That's something that was big.
Well, and one of the things that I'll say too is that just going through the challenge, I don't know if you noticed this, but like it takes the emotion out of it. Of making health decisions should not be emotional. You can be emotional about where you want to go, your end result and achieving that. But I think getting up at 4 a.m. to work out, it's just non-emotional. Like reading a book at 5 a.m. is non-emotional. Drinking a gallon of water is non-emotional. So it really detaches emotion from the action. I think that's so important because even with our food or drink choices is that, listen, we're all going to eat bad sometimes. We're all going to drink bad sometimes, but it's the reason why you do it. What are you trying to achieve or hide? Or what are you trying to yield out of that from an emotional response? And you're always going to be looking for the empty result, right? If we're going that way. So what I would encourage you to do and what we've noticed over this challenge is that you really start to hone in on the fact that food, drink choices, sleep patterns, reading, because we know leaders read, readers are leaders. We know, you know, exercising twice a day. We know that's not easy to do, but emotions don't play a part in that, right? We should detach our emotions from health actions in our health. Our only emotions should be in our results, right? Because listen, there's a lot of suck that has happened over the last 65 days. It doesn't always feel great. But one of the things I noticed for you, because biggest thing for me, I didn't notice a big weight loss change. I think my endurance has changed. I believe my sleep patterns have changed. I believe I've gotten more physically fit. and stronger. But I haven't noticed a big weight loss change, which brings up another point. Like, you don't necessarily have to lose weight to be healthy.
Yeah.
And maybe your body doesn't need to lose weight if it's focusing on getting stronger or changing its body composition. But what have you noticed since you've been doing the challenge?
Yeah. So physically, I have actually lost some weight. And I tell people that, and they're like, how did you, like, where did you find weight to lose? Which is not a bad problem to have. But the scale has gone down, and that is mostly because we've made it non-negotiable. Like, it's not a negotiation of like, oh, I need to, like, I may work out now. It's like, I need to work out now. It's not a negotiation with myself. So I need to work out now, and then I need to work out later. And I've become more comfortable at saying no. And that's been a big thing too.
Wow.
More comfortable saying no.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's well, and yes.
Yeah.
Well,
no, and, no, and yes. Yeah.
Which is interesting. So like, yeah, you say yes to like this radio show, for instance, I kind of sprung on you, but we know that we're going to have to do our 45-minute workout after this. Yeah. Right. So I probably threw a wrench in your schedule. Sorry about that. But if you guys don't know me, that's what I'm all about. But I'll tell you, like, you also have to say no. And like, you know, my pastor always says, like, especially for drinking, right? Yeah, I mean, that's a big thing, or bad food, right? Is that like, you know, if you go to the ballpark to watch the game, you're going to want to play baseball, right? So he always says, like, just don't go to the ballpark, right? So if like, if my buddies want to go to a bar and grill and they want to stay out late and, you know, have good wine and good food, good is in air quotes, it's not really good, right? Then I know that I'm going to probably want to partake in that. So you just sometimes have to stay out of the arena so you don't play ball, right? So I think that's where you say no or no. There's been multiple times, I know you've done the same thing, where it's like during this challenge, it's 10 o'clock at night and we're going on a midnight walk, right? I mean, it's a walk or a run outside exercise. And when it was 0 degrees, we had to work out.
And 0 degrees, we had to work out. But like, you notice that you're saying no to those things, going out with your friends to a bar and grill, but you're saying yes to other things. Like, I've talked to my siblings more than I have. I've talked to you. We've had calls outside of the office more than we had in the past. Like, you make time for other things. Like, you make time for things worth making time, right?
Yeah.
So you're not wasting your time in one area and actually enjoying and going further in the other.
Yeah. And we bring this challenge up because, you know, one of our patients, her name's Jenny, you know, we didn't realize she was doing this, and we brought it up to her. She's like, oh, I just finished last week. I go, oh, I had no clue. She goes, yeah, I didn't want to really tell anybody because I was scared to fail. But she goes, if I wasn't coming to your clinic and getting regular chiropractic care, I know I would have failed. I go, elaborate on that. You know, she's in her early 30s. She has, you know, 3 kids. She goes, well, the workouts, the being a mom, the sitting at a desk for an IT job, it was destroying my spine. And what I realized is that if I ever had a lapse in my chiropractic care, my back pain would start up again. My headaches would start up again. I couldn't sleep at night. But you guys have changed my life. And you've allowed me to do something I never thought I could do, is get through the 75 hard challenge. And so, if you're out there and you're wondering, like, man, I don't know how to really start my health journey, is it nutrition, is it exercise, or is it chiropractic? I will tell you that if your spine is healthy, your body will start to heal faster. If we skip the spine and go straight to nutrition and exercise, you're going to be hitting your head up against the wall. What I'll tell you is, a healthy lifestyle contributes to healing, but it does not control the healing process. The only thing that controls the healing process is the nervous system and the spine. So if you're listening, you say, I got to start somewhere. I get plugged in. I've listened to them long enough. I got to call. Normally, to come into our clinic for a new patient appointment, it's $150. But if you're listening to the show right now, it's only $60. You save $90 by calling in right now. So when you call in, I'll answer the phone. We'll schedule you, and we'll take the $60 payment over the phone. That way, when you come in, there's no additional cost whatsoever. The number to call right now is 314-323-7214. 314-323-7214. We'll be right back after the break. Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Maximize Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick Barnes. I'm your host. I'm also the owner of Health From Within Family Chiropractic. We're here local to serve you. We see thousands of patients per week getting incredible results of all ages. People who are here to stay healthy, people who want to get healthy, and people who don't really know what health is, and they're trying to achieve that and on this journey. And we're here to be on your team. We are your healthcare delivery system, your healthcare delivery team. Focus on health promotion, on healing and functioning at 100% without the need for surgery and medications. Listen, we have the best medical system in the world. We have some of the best doctors. We have some of the best research facilities, some of the best hospitals in our own town compared to any other place in the world. But we're still seeing horrible statistics when it comes to chronic illness, pediatric illness, the medication usage, and unneeded and unwanted surgeries that are occurring in our environment, in our own city. And it's time that we stand up and change. And that change does not come from the above down hospital CEO. It does not come down for corporate healthcare. It does not come down from insurance CEOs. No. It comes from what you do in your own home. It comes from you taking the responsibility, taking the action to push the needle in the right direction, to push the ball up the hill. And guess what? To be the weird one. It's okay to be the weird one. It's okay to be the one that's going to be inconvenienced. It's okay to be going to be the one that's going to be uncomfortable and be invested into your own health, true health and healing, not invested in the sickness and disease, not uncomfortable because you're sick and diseased in the hospital, not inconvenienced because your blood pressure is too high and you missed work to work again today. No. It's because you're focused on health promotion and you're realizing that you're going to be the weird one that stands out in your family, in your neighborhood, stands out at a church that says, I'm not going to rely on a pill, potion, and lotion to get me healthy. I'm not going to wait for the next shoe to drop and have to get a surgery done. But no, I'm going to take responsibility and not blame it on my age, not blame it on my genetics. And guess what? It is way harder to not make excuses in our culture than it is to make excuses. It is easier in our culture to be sick, suffering, diseased, and blame our parents for it, blame our age for it, because why? Our culture breeds that. And so if you're listening to the show now, you hear me yelling at you, I'm yelling at you because I care about you. I want you and your family to be the light in the darkness. I want you guys to be the people that literally don't need a medication, that you want to be healthy, that you listen to your body, that if there is a symptom, if there is a sickness, if there is a disease, instead of you running to the over-the-counter medication, instead of you running to get an injection into your body or throw a mask on or go to your primary care physician, what you know is going to happen is you're going to get another pill, potion, or lotion. Instead of running there, pause, wait, choose, and make the decision that it makes that's going to benefit your health, not just for the next 24 hours, but for the rest of your life. Because guess what? Everything we do, whether it's good or bad, in this moment, benefits us or hurts us. Anything we do, there's no gray area in our health. So even you listening to this show, hearing our culture come through the radio show, coming through your speakers, our culture is counterculture. We have to look at ourselves in the mirror and say, what have I done to get to where I am today? Whether it's good or bad, what have you done or not done to get to where you are today? And is it trending in the positive and right direction, or are you trending in the wrong disease direction? Which one is it for you? Which one is it for your spouse? Which I know you can't control, right? But which one is it for your spouse? Which one is it for your kids, your grandkids? The leader in health and healthcare is not going to be your doctor. The leader in health is going to be you, because you are the best doctor in the world. It resides inside of you. And as your brain, spinal cord, and central nervous system, that is why we are chiropractors. That's why we remove the interference in the spine and allow the body heal from above down, inside out, not outside in, not outside in. Lifestyle matters, but it only contributes to the healing. It does not control the healing, right? So we're talking about not just control, not just allowing your body to heal and control itself, but also what we teach in our clinic is what you can do to remove the interferences in your lifestyle, which then unlocks the healing potential to reach a whole new level. So Dr. Tyler is our guest on the show today, and he's a intern doing his residency in our clinic right now. And you know, we were talking about the 75 hard challenge and how it's like mentally it was changed us. Physically, it's changing us. I want to go past 75 days of this challenge. And one of the things we did within this challenge was I don't know if it's smart or stupid or like next level stuff, but we wanted to share with you because it's pretty intense. This challenge that we were doing is called 4x4x48. I'll say it again, 4x4x48. That's 4 miles every 4 hours for 48 hours. Think about that. 4 miles every 4 hours for 48 hours. It may not sound like a lot, but it's 48 miles in 48 hours, 48 miles in 2 days, walking or running outside. And at first, I'll be honest with you, when I heard about this, I was like, we're going to rock this. It's a scheduling issue. It's a sleeping issue. We're going to be great. But
wrong.
Yeah, it was way wrong. We finished. We completed.
We did.
And we're still alive. We're still here with you. But like, we wanted to share with you, like, the good, the bad, the ugly of that, and how we've recovered from that. Because I know a lot of you out there are listening. You're like, maybe you want to run a 5K someday. Maybe you want to do this 4x4 by 48 challenge. Maybe you want to do the 75 hard challenge. Maybe you just want to start eating keto. Whatever challenge that is for you, it's very similar. Honestly, mentally, it's a mental block, and completing the challenge unleashes that block. It literally removes the interference that you were lying to yourself about, or maybe the lies that you heard from the enemy, or just from the external world. And so, Dr. Tyler, tell us like what the good and the bad of what you've experienced in the 48 miles or 48 hours.
Oh man. Well, to start off, like the first point is we were doing the 75 day hard, and we're about day 55 when we decided to do this. And we just need, we stepped up to the plate because we thought we needed a little more of a challenge. We thought we needed to spice it up, and we did. And that's exactly what we got. So the good was like being able to say yes to a challenge that I wouldn't have said yes to 55 days prior. Right. So that was awesome. That was something that I knew I wouldn't have said yes to before we start this challenge. And it's something that I would have either failed at or just fibbed about if I tried doing it before I started this 75 day hard. So just being able to say yes to that was awesome. Next thing, the bad was the first day was nice. It was like getting outside, getting walks in, getting nice jogs in,
podcasts, audiobooks, yeah, calling everybody.
But you don't have enough of that stuff. Because day two is all you. Like no podcast will push you through. No audiobook will help ease the pain. Because by day two, I was having foot pain. So every step was painful. So I could easily have said like, okay, that's it. Like I need to throw in the towel. But I didn't, because I had the support that was going with us, and I had the challenge. I mean, you know, you have to step up to the plate when you have someone else doing it with you, and I had Dr. Nick doing it with me. So every step was painful. My knee, I was icing my knee every time I got home. Like I was cooking with ice on, trying to feel good, right? And by the time I was done cooking, I ate, I sat down. Well, guess what? It was the next 4 hours. It was time to get back outside and get walking, which it just taught you how to keep pushing, keep going. It was definitely a lesson there.
Yeah, I mean, I'm so glad we did it. I'm ready to put one on the calendar again and do it. I know it sounds sick. I'm kind of sick in that way, but like I realized that the first, you know, you take for granted what you can physically do when you feel at your best. You know, the first 26 miles I was rocking, and I probably ran about 15 of the 26. And I even was talking to Tyler that first Friday night, right before I went out to do another 8 miler. I was like, man, I feel good. I feel like we should get everyone to do this. I mean, I remember you saying like, we should get patients to do this with us. And I was like, no, I feel so good. I'm going to do an 8 mile walk with a 20 pound weighted vest on. I mean, I tell you what, by the sixth mile, I slowed down to a 24-minute mile pace, a 24-minute pace per mile, and my ribs started hurting, my right knee started to throb, my right ankle just locked up on me, and you know, I was like the 90-year-old guy out there who's trying to shuffle in the middle of the night, and I'll tell you, it didn't get easier from there. I would say it got way worse over the next. What is that? 12 more miles or no, 22 more miles. And, you know, what happened in the last 12 miles is beyond physical. I think the last 12 miles are the first time I thought that, you know, I thought I wanted to quit, and that's not my identity. That's not what I resonate with, but literally I was like, I think I need to quit. I think I need to quit. I think I'm gonna stop. Thankfully I didn't, but what pulled me through is the mental clarity, the mental strength, knowing that my body's strong, but my mind is stronger. And it took me a week to recover. I'm still recovering a little bit, but I'd say I'm 95% better. But I would just encourage you guys, no matter whether that challenge is for you, this is why we're sharing this, is because we realize that people need to challenge themselves to grow. I grew through that. I continue to grow through different challenges that, you know, are self-induced, which is, you got to be a little sick, a little crazy to put challenges on yourself. But I'll tell you, like, you know, as I see Dr. Tyler in the clinic and doing these challenges with us and what we're doing, our patients doing challenges with us, it's awesome. And, you know, one of the people that did challenges with us, his name is Mike. Mike has been a patient of ours for probably four years. And he came in from the radio show and he did the most recent challenge with us, not the 4x48 or the 75 hard, but he did a 30-day challenge with us where he wanted to change his nutrition. He wanted to change his exercise routine. And Mike said, listen, I've done so good with you guys. My spine is nearly 100% better. I'm doing great. But he goes, I feel like there's another layer. I feel like there's another layer to go. And so he did for 30 days, he did a nutritional program. He did all of his adjustments. He did his spinal rehab. He did his supplementation. And Mike's lost 20 pounds in 30 days. He's off 2 out of 4 of his medications. And Mike is a new person. Mike originally came in with headaches. He hasn't had headaches in 4 years. But now he's taking his health to the next level. And I wonder how many people are listening to the show right now who want to be well. They want to be renewed, repaired, restored, but they don't know where to go. And so if you're listening to the show right now and you listen to Dr. Tyler, you listen to myself talk about mindset and challenges and how to break through and things you can do to improve your health forever. If that's you and you want to see if we can help you, normally to come into our office is $150 for a new patient exam and x-rays. But if you call into the show right now and you schedule right now, it's only $60. Literally, you save $90 by calling into the radio show. And so when you call, I will schedule you and we'll take the $60 payment over the phone. That way, when you come in, there's no additional costs whatsoever. So if you want to be like Lisa, Paul, Jenny, Mike, all the people we listed on the show today, if you want to be like Dr. Tyler and myself and how we're really pushing our health to the next level, it's not just arriving at, hey, I feel good. No. It's feeling good and functioning good. Well, that's what it's about. And so the number to call right now to schedule a new patient appointment is 314-323-7214. 314-323-7214. Thanks so much for being on the show today, Dr. Tyler. You've been awesome.
Yeah, I appreciate the time. Look forward to seeing all the new faces.
All right, guys. Have a blessed day and tune in next time.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.